Blog Talk Radio.
Live from New York, inner sight around the world. 93,000 plus have heard us, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, our former assistant director, who passed away a year and a half ago now. All right, inner sight, and you know, people yell at us, those of us who are disabled, many a time they yell at us. You know, what are you doing? You know, be careful. Why are you doing that? how many times I'm crossing the street, to give you one example, and people, and I can't read the light, and people yelling, blaring their horn, could see them. You know, and what it is, they're yelling at the wrong people. You know, why don't they yell at the people who don't take up the right thing, who don't make the light so everybody can read them, you know, who don't protect us? And that includes the police department. They're not protecting the disabled by allowing this to happen. And include the fire department in that, too. They're supposed to be safety conscious. I went to the fire department here in the town where I live. Okay. Claimed that they had a meeting with the county. This was, 2 months ago now. They claimed that the county was going to put up the accessible pedestrian signals. Not one has gone up. Not a one. You know, so they're yelling at the wrong people. That's what it comes down to. A person in a wheelchair, you know, who can't get accessibility to a place. You know, people will get annoyed. You know, why are you here? Why are you, why don't you stay home where you belong? You know, again, faulting the wrong people. Call the agencies. Call the government. Tell them to make it so that everybody can have accessibility and equality. That's who you got to yell at. Not the people who are trying to live their lives, who have barriers in the way put there by the government and the agencies allowing them to stay there, not doing anything about it. You know, the American Disability Act does very little. There's no money behind it. It's a very weak law. There's no enforcement. There's another thing. The agencies have allowed the American Disability Act pass without enforcement, without money behind it, without regard for the rights of the millions of us. Okay. Now, how about the woman on Eyewitness News not too long ago? The story got back to me. A woman in the supermarket who was being yelled at because her dog didn't know how to stop at the line and keep social distance. So they're yelling at her. She didn't train the dog. She got it from the school out here in Long Island, I found out. Why aren't they calling the damn school and yelling at them? You know? Why don't they tell the school to do something about it? When the Eyewitness News people, my friend Michelle, who told me, and her friend who did the story, Thorne, Miss Thorne, called the school, you know, they gave them an excuse. Oh, it's a big job. We have to retrain the dog. That's such a bunch of bull. It's not a big job to show a dog where to stop, especially if a dog is already trained as a guide dog. It's a very simple task. You know, no more than a half an hour it would take for yours truly to show that dog how to do it. And I wouldn't even have to touch the dog. All right?
Yeah.
So there you have another situation. Yelling at a person who did not train the dog, who has no choice about the training.
That's
right. Who has to deal with an unlicensed program that has no regard for the person's rights, uses that person to raise $50,000 to $100,000, you know, denies the person, and then has the temerity to say, oh, you can appeal. Yeah. You know who you appeal to?
Yeah.
The school.
Same. Exactly.
Who denied you?
Who denied you? The same people.
Yeah.
The
lynching
mob.
You know who did that? you know where that comes from? The Inquisition.
That's right.
The Inquisition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a movie with Tyrone Power years ago the Spanish Inquisition, it took place in Spain. And his sister, his young sister, I think she, I don't know, she must have been about 12, was accused of doing something against the government, you know.
Mm.
And he had they found her guilty, a mock trial, horrible, you know.
Oh, brother.
And he had the opportunity, they told him, well, you can appeal, you know.
Jeez.
Yeah. You know who you appeal to?
The Inquisition. Yeah.
The guy who found her guilty.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell kind of a thing is that? And the poor girl died under torture, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
And Tyrone Power took up the sword and the whole thing was how he started a movement to get rid of that government.
Of course.
But there's the same principle.
Yeah.
And that's how the schools operate. Appeal, yes.
to the same people who denied you.
And what do you get out of that appeal? Let's assume you win. What do you get? Do you get the right to say how the dog is trained?
No.
Do you get a financial settlement?
No.
For being denied and humiliated?
No.
You don't get a damn thing. They say, oh, you get the dog. Well, you should have got the dog in the first place.
That's right.
So there you have it, folks. Schools ought to be licensed.
Yep.
Inner Sight told you, and Inner Sight will continue. 80,000 names on our petition, by the way. Almost 80,000.
Yeah.
All right. Around the world, Inner Sight. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. And I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart and my dog's heart for the food.
Yep, yep.
For my Charabel.
Yep.
Anything at all we can do for the Key to Rescue, you don't even have to ask.
That's right.
All right. I left Joanne a message on her cell phone.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I want you to send a Facebook thanking.
I will.
All right. Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, Whisker Walk, June 28. Help save the Akitas, rescue them, and get them into a good home, a good place.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. All right, around the world, all the beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, all the others. That 9-year-old kid who I heard about, I don't know his name.
That's what it is. Oh, sorry, something bit me. I'm sweet skin.
Bit you. I hope it cures you.
I hope so. It wasn't
right.
That. It was like a spider. Ouch.
9-year-old child, disabled, well, has the mentality of a 9-year-old.
No.
And we hope that the kid is safe and all that.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary. Dog food, cat food, and medical. 631-484-3085. And I want to thank my dear friend Ira Tucker for helping us find a celebrity to come forward and honor Ray Charles and help Inner Sight. I had a beautiful conversation with him earlier tonight, and I'm not going to mention any names until we talk to some people, you know, and we know that they want to do it. All right. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And let's see, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy, good friend to Inner Sight. GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and TuraLawCenter.com, all of our friends who have contributed and helped us in the past. We thank them for it.
Yes.
All right, let's see, what else we got? Around the world, Inner Sight, Long Island Connection, some more friends over there, Bobby, Terry, Rocco, all the gang, trying to make a difference. All right. We have their Facebook. You know their Facebook?
Hold on. Let me look. I think it's a Long Island Connection, but I got to look. I have it. Let me look.
Yeah, tell people how to see if you can look it up.
Get to it. Yeah, I'm going to look it
all
up.
All right. Inner Sight and, you know, determined to bring about total equality and accessibility. That's our goal.
Yeah. Always.
And the... Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And, you know, information, legislation, meetings that might be coming up, agencies, referrals, all that stuff. They do Social Security advocating, social service. You know, you need that kind of stuff. Give them a call. By the way, as a side note, well, I'll put it in later because it's attached to the yelling part.
Yeah. Oh, everything I get yelled at all the time.
All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, and we got to get the. Are you able to find that Facebook?
I'm looking.
All right, in the meantime, can you do the Able News and then...
Okay.
Come back.
Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community... sorry, that's the hiccups. Served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles... In a large type format, the input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign up petitions. The nursing home one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, serious problem over there that hasn't been addressed by the politicians.
That's
and
true.
The service dog petition, almost 80,000 names.
Yep.
We need to add names to both of them. All right? Very
Can
important
you?
To get people out of these nursing homes and get them into their own apartment with the help that they need. All right, yes. How many times have people been yelled at who are blind, disabled, who have service dogs?
Too many.
And the dog does their poop. You know, you try to get the dog over on the side or by the curb or off the curb, you know, best you can. And people yelling, oh, clean that up, clean that up. You got to clean up after your dog. Let me educate you. Let me straighten you out.
Yeah.
All right? Public law, 1310. Quote, public law, 1310. Poopa scoopa law.
Yeah.
Guide dogs, hearing dogs, and service dogs are exempt
That's correct.
So if you're yelling at somebody whose dog empties, you know, that's harassment.
Yes, it is.
Right? Don't yell at us. Yell at the sanitation department.
That's right.
Tell them to have people out there and clean up the poop. Not just from a service dog, all dogs.
That's right.
That's
also,
who you're going to yell at.
Also, people are, you know, if you're blind and sight impaired and you're trying your best to clean it up, that means you're courteous and doing your very best. Somebody shouldn't be yelling at you. Otherwise, you know, this is considered harassment in my eyes.
Well, you don't have to clean it up.
That's right.
It's not your
but
job.
But I'm just saying. But
it's
if
against
you're
the
being,
law. In
if
fact,
you want
in some
to do
cases,
it,
in some cases, it could be dangerous.
That's right.
In especially in the city, where
that's right.
You try to get your dog to go over the curb out in the street.
That's correct.
Rather than, you know, empty on the sidewalk. Now, you know, the dog goes out there. First of all, it's dangerous with the traffic.
Yes.
You know, but then you got to go out there and clean it up.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's horrible. It's like putting your taking your life in your hand, especially in New York City with these crazy drivers.
Oh, yeah.
So
I have the Long Island connection when you get a chance.
Yeah, hold it. So it's against the law to harass somebody under Section 1310 of the Public Health Law. Look it up.
Correct.
Look it up.
I did.
Guide dogs, hearing dogs, and service dogs are exempt from cleaning up. You want to yell at somebody?
Correct.
Yell at the damn agencies for the blind. Yell at the sanitation department. Yell at the town public safety, but not
That's
us.
Right. That's right.
Okay? And you know the strange thing about it? I was thinking today, the law protects us when the dog takes a crap, but the law doesn't protect us. The law doesn't protect us when you train your guide dog on your own and they take away your dog's medical.
I know.
Go figure that out.
I haven't. I can't figure them out. Let's put it that way.
Well,
if
stupid.
I figure them out, it would
sense.
Be great. No, it doesn't.
Anyway, you have the Facebook?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's facebook.com, you know, the way you go to Facebook, then /. It's the slash that leans to the right on the top and down to the bottom on the left. That's the /. And then you go LI Connect. So it's LI and then
all
connect
right.
All as one word.
Facebook.com/ LI Connect.
Correct.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So check it out. And remember that public health law, you know, 1310 of the public health code concerning how guide dogs, service dogs, and hearing dogs are exempt from the picking up of the feces. All right, so don't yell at us, damn it. Yell at the right people. You see, if people would get in the habit of yelling at the right people, maybe they would realize it and do something about it. At least they wouldn't yell at us.
Yeah.
You know? So there you have it. Now, what you had a situation happen to you? What do you get yelled at?
Many things. Oh, God, a lot of things. People just, you know, down talk you big time. I mean, you'll be doing absolutely anything. I mean, I'll be standing in line, for example, and with my wheelchair, and people want you to move. They just want you to move. Oh, stop staying in the way. Staying in the way? Wait a minute. Aren't you supposed to make this accessible for me to be comfortable like everybody else? Staying in the way. You know, things like that. You know, move your wheelchair. You know, things like that. Mostly move your wheelchair. You're in the way of the fire code. Why don't you make the area big enough so that the fire code could be, you know, upheld and it be accessible? Hello? You know?
Yeah, well. There's another example. They're yelling at the wrong person.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
these are the
get
things
the damn,
that you encounter.
Town or the people, you know, who built the place.
You know, sadly enough, social distancing it hopefully will help with, you know, accessibility laws, I hope. I hope this stays in effect, that social distancing and the room that people have to have in their establishments now will help with accessibility. I really hope so. I really do. I hope it stays that way.
I don't know if that's going to be true or not, but that's temporary at best.
I know.
You know.
But I hope people like it to the point that they say, hey, these people who are on wheelchairs or whatever, you know, if you're coming on a walker with your guide dog, whatever you need room with, you know, a special circumstance, quote. I don't put that in
quotation. One good thing, they want to get away from you.
Yeah.
Stay out of your way, you know. But it took death to accomplish that. I mean, that doesn't say much for this country.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And you know what? And if it goes back to the way it was, where did we get? What did we get? And that's tomorrow's show.
Well, that's tomorrow night's show.
Yeah,
well, the agencies live and learn.
That's right.
You know. So, but, yeah. You know, they're yelling at the wrong people. You know, they're yelling at the wrong people. A person has a problem with their aide. You know, let's say the aide is harassing them. The aide steals from them or threatens them in any way, you know. And the agency yells at the person who's going through that, you know, instead of yelling at the aide. You know, there's another example. And we've seen a lot of that, you know.
Yeah.
Even in the hospitals where you're not allowed to have your aide beyond the emergency room. You know, and then they'll yell at the patient or harass the patient. You know, because they're not eating fast enough or they're having trouble eating or, you know, movement or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
They're yelling at the wrong person.
That's right.
You know, yell at the damn people who won't let them have the aid in there.
Right. They gave me one time, you know, some medicine, something similar to what Joe used to take all the time, the medicine that made you lose all the water in your body, the Lasix by IV once, but now I'm allergic to it, thank God. Yeah, I hate it. Anyway, I'm allergic to it. You know, I'm happy that I am allergic to it, so they don't have to give it to me all the time. And it's a bad allergy, too. It's anaphylaxis. Very, 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 you know, scary type of allergy. Anyway,
yeah.
I was in the hospital, and they were giving this to me, pumping it into me, Frank, just pumping it in, right? Seriously. And I was sleeping. I wake up, and I'm freezing my butt off. You know why I was freezing my butt off? It was Christmas morning. Lovely, wasn't it? Christmas morning.
Yeah.
I was freezing my butt off, and I was filled with urine from this thing.
Yeah.
It had...
Body trying to get rid of it.
Exactly. And get rid of all of what they had given me. They had given me so much. My blood pressure was high, extremely high. And I don't doubt it was from another medicine that I was taking. It was just all a mess in my body. You know, so this nurse, I rang the bell for the nurse. I rang the bell. An hour passed, and I'm in Christmas morning. I'm in my own urine because of this thing.
Sure.
And I never would have. I usually go to the ladies' room, and I'm able to, you know, get things done. Anyway, never am I lying down an hour in it. Anyway, so I'm ringing, and I'm like, for God's sakes, so. She says to me, "What do you want?" on the loudspeaker.
Are they yelling at you?
Right. What do you want? Screaming loud too. I go, "I want to be clean." And so I then said, "Merry Christmas, Suzanne." I said it that way, so sarcastically. She goes, "Well, you cannot be taken care of until the 90-something-year-old is taken care of, huh?" And I was waiting in over an hour.
So who should they have yelled at?
Should have yelled at the supervision for not providing enough care.
Not
so
only that,
did,
the damn
yeah.
people who gave you that poison.
Yeah, that too.
Why don't they yell at them?
Yeah. Why didn't they get me into the hospital for Christmas and let me spend it with my family? I was okay to get out of the hospital. I was. Why should I have all that in me and have all that poison? Meanwhile,
and why didn't you have
dehydrated.
Your aid there?
Thank you.
You know? Why did they yell at the damn agencies that don't allow you to have your aid there?
And she was making me more aggravated, raising my blood pressure, hence needing more.
Of course.
They were giving me more of that stupid medicine. And I said, I don't want any more. I want to go home. That's what I said. And then they said to me, oh, you'll be going home against medical advice. I said,
good.
You didn't know what I said.
That's
I said,
the best
F.
way to go home.
I said,
the
F.
Hell with you.
I said, F. I said F.
You're making
right
me worse.
I can't say it on air, but I said F to them, and I said bye. And I left.
What a bunch of morons.
Yeah, and it was crazy because they wouldn't send me, first of all, just to go to my doctor or call my doctor. This was before
COVID. What
did you
have, water? Excuse me. What did you have, water on the body?
No, I had a really high blood pressure, very high stroke level.
Blood pressure.
Blood
okay.
pressure. Yeah, very high.
Right.
And they gave me like 3-4 medicines to lower my blood pressure. It was very stroke level. It was like 200
yeah.
over 100 something. Yeah. It was very
yeah.
high. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then they
what
yelled
it turned
at
out
you.
To be was it irregular. Yeah, and they're yelling at me.
What a bunch
so I could
of
really
moron.
Have a stroke and then they could have a something to work on, I guess.
Yeah. All right, in a sight around the world, 213-816-1650. You want to call in? Have you been yelled at? Tell us about it. We got anybody
yeah.
on the line?
Yeah, hang on. Let me look. I know I saw Anthony there, but let me see if he's queued in. Oh, no,
right.
he is not there anymore. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Nobody else?
Nobody else. Just us.
All right. You know, it's really... It's really horrible how we are treated, you know, and how people who do these things can't see
right.
beyond their ass.
It's the truth.
You know? That's really what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what the hell do they see? They see us struggling, trying to do something,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know? And they don't know what's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's causing us to struggle in many times.
That's
I'm not
right.
saying that every
yeah.
disabled person is innocent. No.
No.
But I'm saying that the majority of us struggle and do things because of the way the system is conducted
right.
and the agencies, you know.
Needless to say, I ended up having a stroke maybe a few months later. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I took my sight and I took my hearing. So
reminds me of the story, and I'm not going to mention any names. Reminds me of the story of the woman who was involved with the independent living, and because of the aid that didn't take care of her. Her hygiene was horrible.
Oh, yeah,
horrible.
I remember. Yes, yes.
You know?
She lost her
now,
job.
Why the hell didn't the independent living yell at the damn aid and the agency for sending her
that's
a
right.
jackass? Like,
yeah, what's the word of independent
you know?
Living? Independent living is supposed to be exactly what it says, independent
but
living.
But you see, how can the independent living people really be advocates when they have to walk on eggshells and be afraid
the state.
Of
right.
offending any
the
of these places.
The state.
You know?
They
so they yelled
the
at the disabled person.
That's right.
Not only did they yell at her, they cut her off.
I know.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. That's
yeah.
horrible.
Yeah.
They should have yelled at the damn aid.
Yeah. And
you
the
know?
Aid that we, the aid was a kook. For real, she was like
oh, the aid
more
was
than
horrible.
Almost. Yeah, she was like she was telling her she was the devil. I mean, crazy stuff, too. I mean, absolutely crazy stuff.
Yeah.
That her cat was, you know, talking to her, and that it was the devil from the devil, and that she shouldn't have a cat, and her cat was making her evil. Oh, just crazy stuff. Absolutely
yeah.
crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then you go like, okay. And when she was telling me all this, I was like, okay, wow. And then when I talked to the aide just to say, why are you saying some of this stuff? She goes, well, it's true. And I'm like, I didn't believe the person until I heard what the aide said. And then I was like, okay, all right. That's quite interesting.
Yeah. People like that should have been thrown out immediately.
No, people like that should have an aide equal to, it should be in need of an aide and have an aide equal to what they're doing to the person. Seriously.
Yeah, but I mean the aide who abused her should have been thrown out.
Oh, yeah, heck.
Immediately.
I think she was. But the thing is that you're not guaranteed that you're going to get a better aide.
I don't know
if, I don't even know
how long it was. I don't know how long it was before she was able to replace that aide.
Yeah.
I think this went on for a while.
Abuse charges. Yeah, abuse charges. She had to go through a whole abuse thing. You know, the funny thing is, then you're charged with frequently complaining and frequently. See, this then the onus is on the disabled person on proving your point, and it's crazy. So you know what? Your best bet, and this you would have to give up your own privacy, which is stupid too. You would have to give up your own privacy just so you could prove a point. Which is crazy, too. You know, but you'd have to do it.
Well,
you would have to give up your privacy to then say, here, look what they're doing wrong. You see?
If the person who needed the aid had the funding to pay that person, a lot of this stuff could be eliminated.
Yeah, you wouldn't have that aid, period. You'd hire a better aid.
All right. Television, 8:30, Channel 20. Intersight, Long Island, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, tonight, 11 o'clock, and Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Tomorrow night show, will the agency learn from us?
Right.
You know, that's tomorrow night show.
Yeah.
Or will the agencies learn a lesson from the disabled?
Yeah.
Friday night's the funniest. So we'll have some crazy stuff over
it.
Here.
I said,
Friday
will
night.
The agencies learn? Do you want to change it?
No, whatever I said, I'm just giving a rough idea.
Okay.
Of what it is.
Okay.
It's not verbatim. All right.
Okay.
Inner Sight, if you're out there, 213-816-1650. Have you ever been yelled at? You know, by anyone or any type of situation because you were disabled and you had no control over the situation. That's what we're talking about tonight. You know, people who suffer abuse in that way. You know, and the government and the agencies obviously don't do anything about it. So that's the subject matter. If you want to talk about any of your experience, 213-816-1650, around the world, Inner Sight. And I know that there are millions of people out there listening
Frank,
to us who
Frank,
have been
before
through
you
that
continue,
kind of situation. What?
I have some news from Terry from Long Island Connection. She just
Terry?
I just asked. Yeah, because I was on the site, and then I messaged her about something, and then she said to me, I lost my mom to COVID and still sick with pneumonia. You know about that?
No.
Yeah. She lost her mom to COVID, yeah.
I think her mom was in a nursing home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, there's another example.
Tragedy.
So sorry to hear about that. Condolences
yes.
to Terry, Rocco, and Bobby.
Yeah.
And, you know, we at Inner Sight tried to warn the politicians. We
yes,
warned
we did,
the politicians.
Many times. Still doing it.
You get the people out, and they wouldn't do it.
That's right, and they're still not doing it.
No, they're still not getting them out. So we're yelling at the right people. See?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're not going to yell at the staff members or the people who are the residents. What good is that going to do? You know? Yell at the right people, the politicians who have control over the whole damn thing. They're the ones, you know, who are to blame for all these deaths because they didn't do a thing to prevent it. So there's an example of how you know, people should yell at the right people. All right? Inner Sight. Remind you. And Terry, if you're up to calling in, we would love that. 213-816-1650 if you're listening. If you'd like to talk about your mom, we would love to hear that. All right?
Yeah.
If you're up to it. Inner Sight Live. Around the world, did you ever, just as a side, were you ever able to access that email?
I was able to access it just before we got on the air, and the funny thing was, I got disconnected right before we got on the air. I was like so pissed off all day long. It's been scrambling, trying to get onto that, and then right before I got onto it, I thought I had it, and then it disconnected.
Oh, so you don't know what it was about yet. All right.
No, I'm pissed at it actually.
No, we'll try to find out for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way,
again.
World, if you're going to send an email to Inner Sight, no attachments.
Please.
You can't get attachments. Send me a regular Word email.
Text.
Text, whatever you want to call it. No attachment.
Yes. It's very important. It's just text only.
And the email, innersight@pmpmail.com, but no attachments. A lot of trouble with attachments. I can't understand them. I can't read them.
Yeah, and it's also links that are attached to your email, as well as any photos that your company may have. These things don't work well with our
Just say what you want to say.
Just say, you know, regular words. Sometimes their company has these things that are automatically put on, Frank. They have no control of it.
Then don't use your company. Send me an email and say what you got to say.
That's right. They gotta take it off. They gotta physically take it off and use a text email. That's what they gotta do.
Do it that way.
You know? Yeah. All exactly. Right.
Forget about the company.
Yeah.
You know, send me a regular voice email. All right, that's as a side note. Around the world, Inner Sight, and talking tonight about people who get yelled at, the disabled, the elderly. How many times do the elderly get yelled at?
Oh, my God.
You know?
My mom,
many,
when she was
How many
in the
people get
home?
Yelled at?
Pushed around, beaten. Oh,
pushed
my
around.
God.
How many people get yelled at in a nursing home?
Yeah. I saw it. With my own two eyes, with my mom, and I barely could see it. For me to barely be able to see it, okay, that means it was pretty severe, right, in my eyes, you know?
Yeah.
If I could see it.
Happened every day.
Yeah.
In these nursing homes. Somebody.
That's right.
Who the residents get yelled at, you know?
She used to say to me, Suzanne, look. Look what they're doing to me. Suzanne, look what they're doing to me. They're hurting me. Yeah.
You know, and they're yelling at the wrong people.
I couldn't see it well, but I could see the change in position.
Okay.
I could see them pushing her. That's all I could see.
Yeah, they're overworked. They got a lot of people to take care of. And then they wind up yelling at those people. Why the hell aren't they yelling at the damn agencies to get AIDS in there? Or the government to pay for the crap? That's who they should be yelling at. You've got to yell at the right people, not the person who's a victim in a nursing home, who's maybe elderly and frail and ill and trying to, you know, to cope with all that. Yell at the people who should be using the money in the right way to help them.
That's right. You're right.
And on top of it, robbing them from their money.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
if
correct.
The person had their disability money, maybe they could get an aid in there at least part time.
That's it. We
and then those people
that,
wouldn't be so burdened.
That's right. Not even only. Oh, the woman was telling me that you're not going to be able to get any services for your mom in here if you don't get the disability money in here. This is what she was saying to me today, and I'm like, what do you mean? They won't send anything or do anything. I said, well, what do they do anyway? I couldn't help myself, Frank. I had to say that. I mean, it just came straight out of my mouth. What do
they
do?
They're not doing a damn thing. What are they doing for?
Well, they said the food, the this, the that, everything that she gets
crap
in there is paid for. Yeah, is paid for by her Social Security.
Crap food.
Yeah.
You know, crap medical care. Drugs that can kill you?
Yeah, something like that.
Tell them. You know what you should tell them? I'll help pay for it with the disability if you give my mother holistic care.
Oh, yeah, right.
Bring in a holistic doctor.
Oh, yeah,
that
would
I'll
be
pick.
Nice. Yeah. But they won't do that.
Then yell at them.
I wish.
Call the administrator and yell at him.
Yeah, right. The administrator
That's
will do
what should
anything.
Do.
Well, yeah, right.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible
oh,
system.
Yeah.
You know? Yelling at the wrong people.
They definitely are.
You know? Harassing the wrong people.
Yeah.
Whether the person gets, whether the disability money is there or not, they're still obligated to help that person.
Yeah, they
it's
are.
It's called a hardship situation.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So don't let them, don't, you know, they don't want you to know about that.
Nope, they don't.
Every hospital, every nursing home has that.
Yeah, they do.
But they don't want you to know about it.
Nope, it's true. It's very true.
So you heard it right here on InterSight. Claim hardship.
They have a hardship fund. They have a hardship fund.
Damn right. Let them use
it. I don't think the nursing homes do. That's for sure. I know the hospitals
I think they do.
No, they don't.
I think they do.
The only hardship fund they have, it goes straight
they
to
should
Medicaid.
Have.
No, they go straight to Medicaid. And if you can't afford it, then they put you in a state home. That's what they do.
I don't know about that.
I know that.
I never heard. I never. How
could
they put you in a state home? The nursing home is a state place. Where are they going to put you?
Not that one. Not the one that my mom's in now. It's still private. Privately run.
It's operated by the state. What are you talking about? It's licensed
it
by
is,
the state.
But there still
it has
is.
To be.
There is still, like, where you like, there's state things that you get from there. Okay, but it's not fully state-run. Do you understand? You get
none of them are. They're owned by people.
Some are
but they
owned
have to.
By the state. If you understand what I'm trying to say, some are entirely owned by the state. I'll give you an example. A. Holly Patterson in Nassau County in Uniondale is fully run by the state. Fully taken over by the state years and years ago, and fully run by the state.
Oh, so you're saying that the state owns the nursing home?
Yes.
Now, is that a profit-making place or a non-profit?
I don't know. That I don't know. I don't know the details on that. All
that,
I know
that's
is that
something to
it was
find
so
out.
Bad years ago that they took it over. And then there are a lot of them like that. State-run
oh,
nursing
so the
homes.
Private ownership made it bad and they took it over.
Yeah.
So did they make it better?
Please.
That doesn't make sense.
They made it. They just, you know, I don't know what they did to it, but all I know is they it's not in the best situation. I know what was there when my grandmother was there in the 90s. It wasn't the best.
Well, you just said they took it over because it was very bad.
It was very, very bad before my grandmother got there.
That doesn't make any sense.
In the 90s.
If they take it over, it has to be to make it better.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's a contradiction there.
Yes, there is.
You know?
Yes,
contradiction.
Yes, there is.
Well, anyway.
By the way, I got into that email. What was the name of that email?
What email?
The email that you wanted. I finally got into it again.
Oh, 133.
Okay.
You mean the number of the email?
Yeah.
133.
Oh, okay.
Something about inner sight.
Okay.
Only in America or something. I don't know.
I'm not gonna.
What they're talking about.
This is how hard it is for us to get into it. We have to sit and wait because I go online
We'll
hard to see.
Try to get it by tomorrow night.
Yeah.
All right, 213-816-1650. Don't yell at the wrong people.
That's right.
Yell at the right people. You know, you want to stand up. Yell at somebody. Yell at the people that are supposed to be there to help us.
I know.
And most of the time aren't. You know, there's so many examples of that we have, and there's so many examples that will come out tomorrow, the next day, next week. You know. And we are
only
in sight.
By the way.
Are determined to straighten it out. What?
It's only us, by the way. Just wanted to let you know.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah.
All right. So people...
resting.
For some reason, it's no phone calls. Well, that's all right.
That's okay.
Sometimes it's good to have a show that just listened, you know. By the way, can you get a number?
Yeah, I can. It was 93,000 something. I got to get the something part.
On the list today.
Yeah, 93,043.
Oh.
Went up.
93,043. All right. We moved up a little bit.
Yep, we did.
All right.
Yeah.
And we'd like to add, we add some people every day.
Yes, we do.
Which is good.
I promote it every day, so that's a good thing. I promote it. Now I'm trying to promote it the day before if I get the title in time, you know, and then I promote it, you know.
All right. Will the agencies live and learn? That's the title for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's for tomorrow. Live and learn now?
Live and learn.
I like that. I like that better, actually.
That's an expression, live and.
I know.
You know, you live
Would
and
you
learn.
Live and
you
learn? I know.
Will the agencies and the government live and learn?
Live and learn. That's what I was going to put just now.
Are they going to learn from all this stuff with this virus?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Remains to be seen.
Yes.
Inner sight will live and learn.
Yeah.
You know, we're willing to learn. We're willing to work with the service dog schools, the guide dog schools.
Yeah.
To learn. I'm willing to learn. I'm a guide dog trainer. I've trained several dogs on my own. But I'm willing to learn from any one of these schools. Where the hell are they? Why aren't they willing to learn from me? From us?
That's right.
See? There's the wrong right there.
Yeah.
They're not willing to live and learn.
Yeah.
I learned how to train guide dogs from David Burke, one of the greatest trainers in the world. They wanted them to take over the school, the guide dog school in Tel Aviv in Israel.
Mm.
They offered him a job as the director of training. That's how good he was.
Yeah.
You know? So I learned from him. All right? Will the schools step up and learn from us?
Yeah.
Blind and disabled, who
yeah.
need service dogs, who give them the means to raise all that money?
Yeah.
You know, we give them the means to raise all that money, but they're not willing to learn from us, are they?
That's correct. Sad.
So another reason why they should be licensed.
Yes.
You know. An example. They say an Akita can't be a guide dog. How wrong they are. You know?
That's right.
Blind person wants an Akita guide dog. We can get you one. All right?
Yeah.
Blind person wants one of the major schools to train that guide dog. School won't
right.
do it. They should be able to take that place to court.
That's right.
What do you mean you won't do it?
Yeah.
Yeah? How honorable is that to rescue a dog? And give it a purpose in life. You know? That's why the school should be licensed.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
They should work with somebody like that. They should work with the Akita Rescue. We're going to make them do it. You
yeah.
wait and see.
We will.
They're going to be licensed. They're gonna
yes,
give
they
people rights, you know.
You watch and see. They will.
You talk about Hong
we'll
Kong with no rights. We got it right here.
All the time.
Right here.
Yeah.
No law to protect you.
Yeah.
All right, inner sight around the world. Don't forget Friday night the funnies. Let's see. What we're gonna. We got Louie. Louie will be on
yeah.
Friday night. Some crazy stuff. Maybe we'll get him to play Babaloo.
On his drum.
Yeah,
that'd
conga,
be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Babaloo.
Yeah, conga.
You know?
That'd
get
be
Louie
cool.
to do Babaloo. And, I love him. I love when he does Satchmo, the Saints Go Marching.
Satchmo is he's good with that.
Oh, he does that
That's
good,
it.
Man.
He does that real good.
I'm going to see if I can get him to do Satchmo. All right.
Satchmo would be real good.
A couple of things to
think about.
Look forward to, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll do the.
He's very good at Satchmo. Very, very good.
We'll do some honeymooners.
Yeah.
With Jackie Gleason and Art Carney and all that. Honeymooners of the disabled and issues, and what am I angry about, you know?
Yeah.
We'll do that.
We've done
that's
that,
always,
and it's funny all the time.
It's funny, because we can think of new things, you know?
I remember you called one day, and I was angry about something, and you said that
Ralph,
to me, and I thought...
What am I going to do, Ralph? My wheelchair won't fit through the door. You know...
And you said the famous phrase of, you know, a happy man that, what was that?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Maybe do that. We'll
you
do
said
a,
the famous.
A philosopher and all that.
Yeah.
Friday night, folks, inner sight.
Yeah.
Funnies around the world.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. We got... What birthdays do we have? I can't remember. Oh, Donald Trump's birthday coming up a couple of weeks.
Really? Oh. Huh.
Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
An early happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right.
My cousin's birthday is today. I just am wishing her a happy birthday. I saw her on Facebook.
Your cousin. Where does she live?
She lives right now in Garden City.
Oh, all right. Well, she can hear us.
Yeah.
All right, happy birthday. What's her name?
Amanda.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Yeah.
And let's see. I don't know whoever else we have. A lot of June birthdays, I think.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of May and June birthdays. All my cousins.
Yeah.
I have to keep going. I just, even their wives, I got to go wife. She's the a wife of my cousin, but I call her my cousin because I feel like she's my cousin, you know.
Yeah.
So I call her my cousin. You know, that's just the old, you know, Italian, Middle Eastern way. You know, you call everybody aunt, uncle, and cousin. You know.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And make sure you yell at the right person if you're dealing with a situation with the disabled.
That's
you know?
True.
If something is not accessible, it's not our fault. You know? And most of the time, if you can't get help with something, it's not our fault. It's the fault of the system that we have to deal with, the agencies. And the fact that most of this is due to the fact that we don't have supervision of the funds that are supposed to be there to help us.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
That's what it is most of the time.
Yeah.
So people get yelled at for all kinds of stupid things. You know? Inner Sight reminds you. By the way, James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyers, 516-783-9662. If you need some advice about the American Disability Act or the civil rights law, give Jim a call.
Man.
All right. Good friend of Inner Sight. And I'm trying to think of some other examples of being yelled at, you know. When I was a kid, we had my friend Janie, who was denied a guide dog because she couldn't figure out how to put the harness on.
Yeah.
You know, and they yelled at her or scolded her, you know, and it only made it worse.
Of course it does.
You know.
It's terrible.
She was totally blind, and she was developmental disabled.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't take the time and the patience. You know, I showed her how to put the harness on. We had the same voice teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I was able to show her with my dog.
Right.
You know. But the school wouldn't take her back.
See? Isn't that horrible?
Yeah. Again, no license, no rights, you know?
That's right.
They wouldn't take her back. And they recommended that she not apply to another school.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
For what reason? Because of they're, you know, because she has a developmental. That's crazy.
Yeah, and they couldn't work with her.
No, they just made it their mindset that they couldn't
yelled
work
at her.
With her. Right. They made it their mindset that they couldn't work with her. They just didn't take the time to work with her. There's a big difference.
I mean, I showed her how to put the harness on.
Right.
Know.
Probably like
I
in
worked with her
minutes,
to that extent. I didn't have inner sight at the time, but, you know.
Yeah. But I bet if you did and you had a little money behind you, you probably would have gotten her.
Oh, yeah.
Dog.
I would have trained a dog for her.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host and engineer. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Thank all our listeners. Check out the petitions.
Yeah.
Petitionschange.org. The Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And don't forget to take your wild oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, take it with meals, a little a teaspoon.
Yeah.
Drink it, wash it down, or chase it down with water or juice. If you have any digestive problems, try that. It's a miracle.
Yeah, exactly.
A miracle.
I've been doing the pills. They haven't been bothering my stomach, so I'm hoping that helps. I can't do the
All
other
right.
one, so.
We'll be with you tomorrow night. Will the agencies live and learn. Agencies in the government, will they live
and learn
tomorrow night? Tune in and you'll find out.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Inner sight.
Good night.